I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You could email us at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. Different kind of show. You'll find out why. We're on Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces, radio stations like KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. The guys being with us, Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, Art Source from Galaxy Sports, Drew Millard, who's written a book, How Golf Can Save Your Life. We'll find out about that in a few minutes right here on Sports Overnight America. All right, I have to open with this. At the age of five, my dad taught me to do earn run averages, so I've always been a math guy. Age of six, my mom and dad took me to Hollywood Park, so I fell in love with horse racing, and it wasn't until many, many years later that I found out how some of the horses were treated and whatever. But last week at Churchill Downs, seven horses died. Now, it might have been because the track tried to save on how they were fixing the track. That's one thing. Certainly everybody's trying to save money. Seven horses died. But the interesting thing to me is that Todd Pletcher, Hall of Fame trainer that he is, was fined and suspended 10 days for giving Forte in a previous race anti-inflammatory drugs that are illegal. And if you notice, last Saturday, Forte, in the morning of the race, was not going to run. All of a sudden, they changed their mind. I just wonder if perhaps somebody knew something about more inflammatory drugs that Forte had been given. You take a look at the last 5 years at Churchill Downs. Horses have died. They've had to take down winners. The whole thing is a mess, and you're talking and listening to somebody who used to love horse racing more than almost anything. Plain. sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. All right, Bob Huggins, coach, West Virginia, formerly coach Cincinnati. So he's doing a show on 700 AM in Cincinnati, and he's talking about Xavier. Cincinnati's, of course, a competitor all the time. And he said, oh, those bunch of Catholic homosexuals, except he didn't use the word homosexual. Okay, so we know what word he used. All right, so at West Virginia, took $1 million out of his salary and suspended him three games. Fred says, big deal. If you're going to suspend him, you suspend him. But the $1 million is nothing because he'll go to a couple of advertisers in West Virginia. He'll make it back by snapping his fingers. So West Virginia trying to pull one on us. They didn't do anything, administration, Morgantown, and I'm very angry. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Back with more right after this.
Scott for Scots here. You ever want to grow new grass faster? Kind of like when you press the 2x playback button on your podcast so you can speed through episodes. Except it's Scott's Turf Builder Rapid Grass. You're speeding your way from a thin and damaged lawn to a thicker, stronger one in just weeks. Bit too fast, maybe slow it
down, okay. Let's just go back to normal speed.
Get a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Rapid Grass today. It grows grass 2x faster than seed alone when applied at the new lawn rate, subject to proper care.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Staples has everything to help small businesses do big things. Shipping supplies and services so you can fill big orders. The latest tech so you can create the next big thing. And now during Staples Small Business Deal Days, when rewards members spend $100 or more, they get $30 back in rewards to use on big things, little things, or anything they need. Plus, find new deals in-store every week on tech, office chairs, and shipping supplies. Because for small businesses, Staples knows savings are a big thing. Rewards offer ends 5/13. Limit 1. Redeemable in-store only.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, welcome back, Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Later, with Drew Millard, how golf can save your life. Right now, I want to talk about a couple things happening in this country. And again, our sports show is a little bit different than most. Mark, I got to ask you a question. You're Bob Huggins of West Virginia. You played there, and you coached there. In between, you've coached at Cincinnati. So you're doing a show to Cincinnati on the AM 700, and you make fun of Xavier by calling them a bunch of Catholic homosexuals, except you don't call them homosexuals. We know what he called him. And West Virginia says, we're going to punish him and this and that. And they end up taking away three games, not the middle of the season, of course, the first three games, which mean absolutely nothing, and $1 million, which he can make up. Sponsors would be chiming, knocking on his door, hey, we'll give you back the $1 million. So what I'm angry at is if they're going to suspend him or punish him or something, do it. If not, don't do it, but don't try to be so hypocritical about it that it means nothing. Mark, your comments.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, what's happened in today's society is there's gray areas. So when we see something being done, depends on who does it, we create a gray area instead of having it black and white. There should be accountability, character, and integrity come to the forefront. And, you know, we punish the ones we don't. We punish the ones we, don't do. So, I mean, I don't know. It's a flip of a coin here. I don't condone what he said or did, and it's a travesty, and he should be let go. But, you know, who's to say what my opinion counts? Because when we look at everything across the country and what's happening in today's society, there's no click-cut way of distributing the punishment. A guy
Artie,
walks in a store.
You're politically on a different side. But what I'm angry at, obviously, what he said, but I'm angrier, I think, at West Virginia, the administration, because they're so hypocritical and they think they're fooling anybody. And in this world nowadays, everybody thinks the same think that they can get away with it, to your comments.
Well, you know, I go right back to the president of the university, Dr. Gordon G, who went through all these things with Ohio State and what happened with, the great running back that they had there. And, you know, I feel really bad because it's not the right thing to say and it's not the right thing to do. And, of course, you have the athletic director, Ren Baker. He basically, you know, said whatever. And Huggins has been a great coach for a lot of years, never won the big one. You know, but to say something like that when you're in your 60s, at the end of your career, you know, doesn't show much understanding and empathy for society. And, you know, to cut him out $1 million from $4.5 million, which is a joke anyway. Any coach making $4.5 million in college sports, you know, to cut him to $3.5 million, ooh, that probably puts him in a more advantageous tax shelter. But, yeah, it's way out there, Fred. But then you also had, you know, what happened with Glenn Kuiper of the Oakland A's, you know, yeah. Who went to the World Series in the Museum of Black Baseball in Kansas City. And, you know, he threw out the magic word. And, you know, and then you had the ESPN's John Anderson, who's been a great sportscaster on SportsCenter for years. And he's talking about Zach Whitecloud's last name sounding yeah. like some sort of toilet paper. I mean, come on, guys. You know, to be funny is to be funny. But to make fun of people and other situations goes beyond the pale.
Let me ask you, Minardi, a coach is not just coaching basketball. He's supposed to be teaching these guys something. If he's coaching women's sports, to teach the gals something. And what he's teaching them, that I guess they can get away with making the same comments he did. So
you're exactly right, Fred. An educator is an educator. You want to prepare these guys for life. They're like your kids, okay? And that's how you want to treat them. And you want to give them every opportunity to grow within a certain realm of rules. There has to be discipline. And we've talked about this before on Sports Overnight America. You know, you can't treat every player the same. Everybody says, treat them all the same like dogs. No, some guys respond to positive reinforcement. Some guys respond to a little pat on the fanny. Let's go. What's up here? You know, and that's what, you know, that's the way the world is. But as a coach, you are an educator, you are a role model, and you want to teach the kids to be good citizens. Most of all, that's my theory on it.
Let's talk about good citizens. About 40 athletes in the state of Iowa, playing for Iowa State, have, apparently, allegedly, been wagering on games. Mark Mancini, we knew this was going to happen. It was just a matter of time as soon as they added the NIL thing, where some guys are going to get rich and some guys are not. You have any comments about the 40 athletes at Iowa and Iowa State who've been caught or allegedly caught betting on their own games?
Yeah, they may have went to the school of Pete Rose.
and who brought the the games to him, right, Mark? Is it DraftKings?
Yeah, maybe it's a pay-per-view there. But you know, hey, listen, you know, we live in a city, Fred, you and I, where we had a gas leak at Porter Ranch. All those people made money. They should have gave it to everybody in the San Fernando Valley.
Artie, what do you think about kids that we knew it was happening? We mentioned in almost every show right here on Sports Overnight America that with this NIL, which is slanted toward quarterbacks in football and, you know, big guys in basketball, whatever the case might be. Did we not know this was going to happen?
Of course we did, Fred. I mean, you open Pandora's box and the bottom line is, you know, greed permeates every avenue of our society now. You've got Dianne Feinstein being accused by Bakhtiari and Rogers of making $200 million on insider trading. You know, I mean, it is like it's to the point where everybody that we think should be above, you know, reproach, maybe they're not above reproach. So, I mean, at that point in time, we need to get back to the basics of society, which is treating each other with respect, doing the right things. I mean, if you were standing in front of your father and you did some of these things and your dad looked at you, what would you say to him? Or if you were, you know, in front of anybody, you want to have a little personal integrity, a little class goes a long way. And I think somehow in our school systems, we're missing the boat somewhere along the line. That's where I think this is all emanating from. And we've got to change that. And we can't let people who are less than great people rise to the highest office in the land.
You can email us, folks, at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Mark Mancini with us, Art Source with us. I'm Fred. Later, Drew Millard, how golf can save your life. We'll find out about that. But let me ask you guys a question. We talk about West Virginia. We talk about Iowa and Iowa State. I care about UCLA. All five starters with eligibility have left Mick Cronin, and people say he's a great coach. I think basically he stinks, and he screams too much. The kids are gone. And it certainly, let me throw the name Tiger Campbell out there. Tiger Campbell is about 5'11 or 6 feet tall. There's no chance of him being a star in the NBA. He'll probably be in the G League next year if he doesn't come back to UCLA. And so he makes $40,000 in the G League. He could make $500,000 in Southern California with that hair and with that name. And he's led the team to how many victories over the last 4 years? Mark, Tiger Campbell, tell me why and why all these guys are leaving, all with eligibility. And maybe Jaquez has the best chance of playing in the NBA, maybe Bailey. But the other three or four do not have a chance of being stars in the NBA. Mark, what do you think?
Well, I think he should really come back with the eligibility and if he wants to cash that in. And not only that, you know, the hair and everything. We live in L.A. You can make money doing anything. Market Campbell. You know, that's how it is, man. That, you know, so I look at it like that. I mean, you got to be able to market yourself. Hey, Cronin's making some big money, so why can't the kids make some money?
Okay, Artie, how come they're all leaving? I mean, it's got
well, you mentioned it earlier, Fred. It's the way they're being treated by the head coach. They didn't say that in the media because they didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But I mean, you look at like the late great Denny Crum, who passed away this week. I used to play a lot of golf with Denny. I used to play a lot of golf with Jerry Tarkanian. These were two guys, the new talent. Okay, you may not like what they did recruiting-wise or whatever, but I'm going to tell you something. They cared about their kids, all right? And I'm not sure the guys like Cronin care. Mick Cronin, does he care about these kids? Does he really, or does he care about Mick Cronin? And that's the difference. Johnny Wooden used to go over to the federal building and get Bill Walton and say, Bill, you got to come to practice. I know you're out there, you know, making comments on social issues of the war, but you know, we're going to miss you. If you don't come to practice, you're not going to play this week. And of course, Bill would come back to the campus and play. You know, those were men leading young men. This is a different world we live in now.
Folks, you are listening to A Different World right here on Sports Overnight America. Mark Mancini, Art Source. You can email us at sportsfred@AO.com. SportsFred@AO.com. Come back with Barron Sports Trivia. We'll find out what these guys can know. Remember now, Artie's 126 years of age. Back with more right after this.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down.
800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. It's time now for my favorite part of the show because I want to find out what Mark Mancini and 126-year-old Art Source can answer these questions or not. This started with my cousins Lisa and Andy Barron, and we've had some fun with it. And first question from first of all, before we start, of course, we have to ask 126-year-old Art Source, what legal medicinal help are you getting this evening?
Proforce, a little bit of Waken, which keeps me up because this is a late night sports show. And, of course, I love my Prevagen. It's getting awfully expensive, though, Fred. Up to, like, $65 for 30 pills now.
Wow.
That's getting ridiculous.
I was getting it for $32 through Amazon. It's $65 now.
Yeah, $65 at the last market. Oh, but, you know, I have to get the highest level of it. You know,
More than the massage.
All right, question number one for Mr. Mark Mancini, the World War Sports Handicapper. Johnny Vandermeer. Second consecutive no-hitter, the only pitcher ever to do that, way back in 1938. It was against the Dodgers. Now, who made the last out? The hint is this Dodger went on to become a Hall of Fame manager. Who made the last out for the Dodgers in 1938 during Johnny Vandermeer's second consecutive no-hitter? Mark
Walter
Mancini,
Alston.
You were just a kid in 1930. I'm kidding,
yeah.
But
Walter Alston.
Who might that have been?
Walter Alston.
Walter Alston. Walter Alston was that talented that he played that? Okay, we'll find out if that is correct. Art Source, is it Walter Alston?
I have two people that I'm thinking of. You know, one is Leo Durocher.
Right.
And the other is Gil Hodges. I'm thinking it's one of those two guys. I guess, you know what? I'm going to go with Leo Durocher, Leo the Lip.
My hit was going to be Mimi Van Doren.
So yeah, I was right.
You were right.
So wow.
So the pills are working. It was Leo Durocher who made the last out in Johnny Vandermeer's second consecutive no-hitter.
What was his great quote, Fred? Come on, you can tell everybody.
About what, women?
Nope. Well, I was going to keep it a little cleaner than that, but they asked him about, you know, people, and he said, let me tell you something. He goes, basically losers, you know, you know the quote, Fred. It's nice guys finish last.
That's what it was, yeah. Okay, here we go. Whom did Maury Wills, this is for Art, who did Maury Wills replace as the Dodgers' full-time shortstop in 1959?
Wow. Oh. Got to go back to the Coliseum against the Go-Go White Sox here.
Hey. And the Dodgers go to Chicago, and the Dodgers go to Chicago.
Oh, okay, I got you. It was Pee-Wee Reese.
Why Pee-Wee Reese?
I have no other shortstop. I have no other shortstop I can think of. Maybe it's
right,
Junior Gilliam.
Mark, Artie says it's Pee-wee Reese, former Dodger.
I'm going with Pee-wee Reese too.
Okay, you're both correct right here on Sports Overnight America. It was Pee-wee Reese, and Maury Wills, of course, who just passed away a few months ago, did replace him and, of course, set all kinds of records as far as stolen bases are concerned.
Great story about Pee-wee Reese and the late Jackie Robinson about how they came together as friends. And at the very beginning, you know, Pee-wee was from the Deep South,
sure.
And they didn't get along very good. And then, you know, he started to realize the work ethic that Jackie had and how much he meant to the Dodgers. And they became really great, great friends. And also with Campy Campanella. I mean, that was a beautiful story. I wish they'd do a movie on something like that.
Okay, but now here's the question. You hear stories that in Cincinnati, close to where, that's Cincinnati, correct, people don't understand it, is pretty close
Louisville,
to the south.
Right across the river.
Right across from Kentucky and the whole thing, and that's where Pee-wee was brought up. Did he or did he not, from his shortstop position, walk over to first base and hug Jackie Robinson when the fans in Cincinnati were booing him? True story or false story? Because I've heard a million different stories about that.
Well, according to what Duke Snyder, go ahead, Mark.
I see it's a true story.
Why?
Duke Snyder said it happened.
I hope it's true, but I'm just saying.
Duke Snyder said it happened. No doubt about it.
Yeah. I heard that through the grapevine, too.
My Duke passed away in 2011, believe it or not, February 2011. I still can't believe it.
That's like 12 years ago. That's amazing. But, yeah, Duke, when I was picking avocados at his farm down there in Fallbrook, we kind of talked a little bit about that. And Duke pulled no punches. He pulled no punches, and he said, let me tell you something. In the very beginning, there was animosity. But in the end, Pee-wee wanted to show the people, you know, in southern Ohio, Southern Indiana, a lot of those are very, very, you know, right there on the Mason-Dixon line, that this is the different world, and he did it. So I'm going to take his word for it.
I will, too.
So far, the guys are doing very well on Barron Sports Trivia. Mark, you ready for your second question on Barron Sports
ready.
Trivia? All right. We lost Denny Crum, as Art mentioned this week at 85. Of course, Denny Crum, the former UCLA player assistant coach, and then, of course, for, 30 years coached at Louisville. In 1980, Louisville won the national title. Mark, who'd they beat?
They beat UCLA.
They beat UCLA? His former alma mater?
I think they beat UCLA in 1980.
Mark says UCLA, Art. Is it UCLA, the Bruins?
1980, huh? Boy, I don't think it's right, but you know what? I'm going to go with him on this one.
All right, it is UCLA, I think I've told you the story. Mark, you were correct. Artie, you were correct. So at that point, I'm single, and I'm going with this girl that I really like, and we're together almost every night. And then the final game comes to play, and I call her up, and I say, "Can I come over after the game?" And she says, of course. And I said, okay. And so at halftime, UCLA's up by 5, I think. She calls and she says, Fred, I got to tell you something. And she had told me this before, that she had a fiance, and I have to go back to my fiance. So that was the end of Fred and this woman in 1980. And I really got hammered.
Wow.
But even worse, I knew that the Bruins were now going to lose. And they did to the Cardinals in the second half, as Denny Crum got one of his two national
titles.
Fred,
I think the point guard was Daryl Griffith, wasn't it?
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
They had quite a team, but UCLA had quite a team,
Purvis
too.
Purvis Ellison.
Foster and people like that. And, again, they were up at halftime, I think, by 5. And then when she called me, of course, they got upset, and that's why Louisville beat UCLA. All right, final question for Art Source right here on Barron Sports Trivia. Joe Capp also passed away this week, and he meant a lot to a lot of people. I interviewed him a couple of times. He seemed like a really nice guy. In fact, everybody I've talked to mentioned that he was
just a man's man, Fred. Really good man.
Where did he go to school?
The University of California at Berkeley, baby.
UCB, you're saying. Mark, is Art Source correct about that?
Oh, yeah, he is. He was a no-cal guy.
Matter of fact, here's the great trivia question. In 1975, McKay sent me out. My first kick in college football was a 57-yarder that, had I made it, would have sent Joe Roth and Cal to the Rose Bowl. In the last Rose Bowl that Cal went to was 1952, when Jackie Jensen and Joe Capp were playing for. So, I mean, you know, I had a chance to send Muncy and Roth to the Rose Bowl. And of course I was kicking toward the open end of the Coliseum into a 30 mile an hour wind. And my first kick from 57 came up a buck or two short.
You mentioned Joe Roth, and of course a very sad story indeed. In his senior season, he was playing with melanoma, and he passed away soon afterwards. And for many years, Cal had the Joe Roth game against UCLA. And you know, when you hear something like that, I lost my cousin 19 years ago yesterday from melanoma. And folks, skin cancer is dangerous. People say it's only skin cancer. Now, there are three types of skin cancer, and melanoma, the worst of the three. And so if you've got any marks on your body, you double and triple check, because, you know, and a lot of us, and I'm sure Artie and Mark as kids, we might have played with no shirts on in California and things like that. Maybe it was a little cloudy and we didn't put any sun cream on and whatever the case might be. But
I got white spots all over. When I play, I used to play a lot of basketball at Main Beach and in Laguna Beach. And, you know, when your skin is young, you're out there, you get brown, you look good in your white shirt when you go out. And, you know, now years later, 45, 50 years later, I've got these little white little spots on me. And, you know, I went to the dermatologist and he said, no, that's just old age, kiddo. And he said, you were in the sun way too much.
Well, I can tell you this, you guys did about as well on the Barron Sports Trivia as anybody's ever done. Congratulations. Hey, we'll be talking to Mr. Drew Millard in a few, how golf can save your life. And the guys will be back. We'll be with you all night long right here on Sports Overnight.
Today is the day. Today is the day you empty your garage and closets of your old tech. Today is the day you hang up on that dial-up modem. Today is the day you tell that old GPS to get lost. Because while Staples recycles old tech for free each and every day, today, during Staples' free tech take-back, rewards members get $10 in Staples rewards when they recycle their tech. Cut the cord on your old tech and recycle it at Staples. N617, limit one reward per month. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Water is one of our planet's most important resources. Yet people around the world struggle with access to safe drinking water. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator works to improve equitable access to safe drinking water for all, improve water quality by reducing pollution, increase water use efficiency, and reduce the number of people suffering from water scarcity. Organizations and initiatives pursuing these water management-focused goals can apply to the program between March 13 and the end of May 2023. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM VP and Chief Impact Officer.
Water management for the world's most vulnerable communities is a tremendous challenge. Following our first two cohorts on sustainable agriculture and clean energy, we look forward to working with organizations with scalable technology solutions that support communities with water challenges, including shortages, pollution, or conservation.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiative. This is sponsored by IBM.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Instead of collecting dust, your items could be collecting cash. So check out the biggest collectible marketplace in the U.S. at CollectibleExchange.com. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's CollectibleExchange.com.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. now. I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America, along with the world's worst sports handicapper, Mark Mancini, and Art Source of Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania. I am Fred, and love your emails at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Drew Millard's with us. He's written a book, How Golf Can Save Your Life. Now, a few months ago on this show, we had How Basketball Can Save Your Life. Now we have How Golf Can Save Your Life. It's published by Abrams. And Drew, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Wait a second. Somebody did How Basketball Can Save Your Life?
David Hollander, and he definitely believes it. But anyways, tell us the story how COVID and golf came together from one Drew Millard.
So actually, these are sort of two separate incidents. In around 2016, I experienced a pretty hard bout of burnout, depression, et cetera, et cetera. And I ended up moving back where I grew up, to Western North Carolina, where there are obviously so many great golf courses. And as part of my recovery from all of that, I started playing golf. I had played golf, you know, as a kid, and then sort of dropped it off once I'd left college. Ended up going to like New York, Los Angeles. You know, it's hard to play golf around those places. And so when I picked it back up, I was in this really low place. And, you know, I get back on the course for the first time in, you know, however many years. And I'm like duffing it. And then, you know, my third or fourth shot, something finally clicks and I hit it flush. And, you know, the feeling of hitting a golf ball flush, it's like addictive. And, you know, that was one of those things that kept me coming back and back to it. And, you know, as I kept playing, I sort of figured out that, you know, I'm feeling really bad and I could sort of like use golf as an opportunity to figure out how to work through my problems in this context where, you know, it's still really frustrating to hit a bad golf shot, but you know, it's ultimately pretty trivial. And so I was able to like,
in the grand scheme of things, you're saying it's pretty trivial, right? Yeah. Well, you know, when I played professional golf for 12 years all over the planet, and played golf at USC with Scott Simpson and Craig Stadler. And the game saved my life as well, Drew, so you know. I was a pretty good football player, and coaches make decisions about who gets to play in football games. Your score tells you where you place in golf. So it's kind of a meritocracy. And I went through a similar situation, you know, with this whole COVID thing. And they closed a lot of courses down up in the Northeast. You know, they were afraid, and – you know, they put these special little things in the holes so you wouldn't pick the sticks out of the holes. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I will tell you this. Being out there in the trees, in nature, looking at the deer, and you know, it is a fascinating place for people who've never been on the golf course. Now, obviously, if you learned the game as a kid, it's a lot easier, you know, to understand the game, because if you're 50 years old and you walk out and say, I want to play golf, well, you're going to be in for some frustration. I teach golf. I know. And I mean, it's hard. It's really difficult, but that's awesome that you did that. And you found a way to get your life back together. And yeah, I'm proud of you. Way to go, man. That's fantastic.
I really appreciate it, Artie. And you know, what's funny is like, I was living in Durham, North Carolina during the early days of the pandemic. I actually live in Philadelphia now.
Rough night last night in the Celtics game.
I'll tell you what, I had my book launch last night. I'm in Brooklyn right now. And I start the reading and the game has just started. I start doing the signings and somebody I asked, like, how are the Sixers doing? And they were like, they're up right now. Tatum can't hit a shot. And then by the time I'm done signing books, I asked my friend, what's the score? And he goes, Tatum started figuring out how to hit shots. It was rough.
Pretty impressive fourth quarter.
Game seven classic tomorrow in Beantown. Then the Sixers will prevail.
We're talking to Drew Millard, how golf can save your life. Abrams published it, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Drew, though, the one thing that hit me was that it's expensive as hell to play golf. I mean, under similar circumstances, I would get three friends and go play basketball for 2 hours at a court around this area, and it wouldn't cost anything. Golf, you put the price, how much you spent on golf. Can the average person really? And you mentioned 6.2 million have been added since COVID hit us, and as far as golfers are concerned, but it's an expensive sport, is it not?
Well, it is and it isn't.
Municipal golf courses can be fairly reasonable.
Yeah. And, you know, when I was playing in Durham during the pandemic, I was always playing at this place called Hillendale Golf Course. It's my favorite golf course in America because it is such a top tier facility. The staff is fantastic and it costs, I want to say $20, maybe $25 to walk 18 holes. And so that is, you know, very accessible in and of itself. And then
that's $4 an hour if it takes 5 hours to play a round of golf. Really and truly. And you know what else, Fred? Here's what's amazing. The reason people move to Palm Springs and Scottsdale when they get older is because right. There's only one sport they can play. Well, there's two. You got bocce ball. You got that new game that's kind of like an in-between ping pong and tennis. And then you got golf. So, I mean.
Yep. Actually, at my event last night, I had someone reading a manifesto they had written against pickleball. We don't like it. It's, you know, they're trying to make tennis too short. Tennis should be long and leisurely. It shouldn't take a really short time.
In any sport that has love in it, I'm all in.
Exactly. Yeah. They literally took the love out of tennis. Pickleball did. I'm not having it.
It's not 30 love. It's 30-0.
It's something else, like love. Something. I don't know.
I love it.
Yeah,
baseball is certainly not the same it was until Rob Manfred took over. We're talking to Drew Millard, how golf can save your life. Abrams published at Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. It's basically the story of how Drew began to play golf again. And if you hit under 40 on the back nine, you're doing well, correct? Well, what is your handicap besides golf, Drew? What is your handicap playing?
And don't tell them your lifestyle.
It is currently either 11.9 or 10.9. I'm not sure. I think this is the year. Once I start taking lessons from Artie, that I go. Get down below 10, though.
I'm going to get you down where you can shoot like 38, nice solid 76. You'll be loving it.
All right. Yeah, I'm serious. Hey. Artie, we're in Pennsylvania. Let's do it.
We're all going to do it.
Hey, Drew, let me ask you a question. Tiger Woods, of course, he meant a lot to a lot of people 25 years ago, I guess, when he first began. If he can't play anymore, what is that going to do to golf? Is that going to limit the number of people that can be saved, their lives can be saved by golf?
Absolutely not. So what's so interesting is all of these new golfers, they have come to it not because of Tiger Woods. You know, 20 years ago, or 25 even, the millions of people who were coming to golf then were largely coming there because Tiger was such a phenomenon. But now it's much more of an organic thing. There's a huge culture on social media, especially Instagram, of golfers. You have the trick shot artists, which is always fascinating. And then, you have a whole scene of kids in Los Angeles who almost
and they
do...
get the Topgolf yeah. crew has brought another group of Generation X and millennials into the game. It's becoming a social thing to go hit balls, have great times with your friends. And I think that's a great move by the game of golf. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. And, another thing that Topgolf does is you don't have to bring your own clubs. They give you clubs and they're good. And so that takes, another expense out of it. And there's also this whole thing going on where people treat vintage golf clubs the way people treat vintage clothing, where it's cool to find something really rare and unique.
Well, I have an old, you're going to love it. A Texan driver, which Davis Love III, Justin Leonard, a lot of the old players, it has a sole plate that has the state of Texas on the bottom of it.
Oh,
great club.
God.
It's so awesome. And it's persimmon and the grain is perfect on it. And every once in a while I take that thing out and I try to hit it, compared with my new TaylorMade Stealth, and it looks like a 5-wood. It's so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how did I hit a Bellotta 90 compression Titleist 260 yards with a wooden club and a telephone pole steel shaft?
Yeah, man. But even those Wood Brothers clubs, they're coming back. People love that stuff now. They don't care as much about how far things go, especially on public courses. They're short.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking to Drew Millard, how golf can save your life. Drew, before we go, I've got to ask you this question. And the Saudi Arabian golfers, and the interesting thing about that is that they're on the CW, and now you're here, that in September, 8 of those stations that are on the CW will no longer be on the CW. So your comments about the CW versus the rest of golf in the year 2023 and forward.
It's a really interesting thing. And, I think it's just everybody's trying to make a living. And
Here's the thing. The generational money that came at these golfers.
Yes.
I mean, you got to realize the $125 million and $175 million and $75 million for this guy. And here's what it did that has not been discussed. It opened up 45 new spots on the PGA Tour. Mm. It brought enhanced fields, which led to quadruple the amount of money a lot of these tournaments are playing for. So it did a lot of great things for the PGA Tour as well. And Jason Day discussed it the other day, and they didn't really like what he had to say, but golfers have a tendency to say what's on their minds. And, I'm even noticing that Rory McIlroy has cooled down a little bit with his rhetoric toward Greg Norman and the LIV group. What I want to do is be a part of the Ryder Cup that has LIV against PGA Tour. What kind of ratings would that bring in?
Yeah. And even Lev was great for Rory. Rory became the superhero. And there's also this weird thing where sort of the question of who did 9/11 pops into the live golf discussion. And that's just something that I don't think anyone wants to touch with a 10-foot pole.
And I do feel bad for what happened to the journalist Khashoggi, but I don't have all the information on that. And, I know sports is very political now and everybody has to watch, pay their P's and Q's, but boy, I sure wish we could get past it, because for a lot of years, the United States and the Saudis have done a lot of business together in a lot of ways. So, I see both sides of the coin, but I love the fact that you've been able to transform your life, Drew. That's the most important thing. And I tell you, people have to look to sports and golf and recreation, getting out and walking and doing things to make. Mark, tell them what you do. Come on.
No, we don't have time at this point. We don't have time at this point. Drew Millard, thank you for appearing. How Golf Can Save Your Life. And good luck with the book. Abrams published at Amazon.com. We'll come back with more right here on Sports Overnight.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Drew Millard for making an appearance. How Golf Can Save Your Life, published by Abrams and major bookstores everywhere. Kentucky Derby and drugs. And Todd Pletcher and drugs, and Todd Pletcher and Forte. Artie, we'll start with you. Something strange happened last Saturday at the Kentucky Derby. Forte decided not to run, and again, Todd Pletcher fined and suspended for giving Forte illegal drugs, anti-inflammatory drugs, in a previous race. You think the two might have had something to do with one another? Art Source, your comments.
Oh, I definitely do. You know, when you have seven beautiful creatures, these wonderful horse races, horse racing horses, you know, and seven of them die in such a short period of time, you know, and we talk about Lasix and butazolidine and a lot of the drugs they give them. And, you know, it just really starts to hurt me because I've loved the races much like you have, Fred, over the years. And to see, you know, the number one ranked horse in the Kentucky Derby, Tappet Trice, you know, get pulled down, and, you know, and it was just a real sad thing. And, you know, and I had two fills. I felt good about it, but to see Mage come and play, you know, race the way he raced, and Angel of Empire, who I think is going to win the Preakness next week. I feel like horse racing, you know, I don't know if it's the artificial tracks. I've talked to a lot of people in the game. I don't know what's causing the problems with these horses, but it's a scary, scary thing, and I pray for them all the time. I mean, I just want everybody to be healthy.
My two best chances in that race were Forte and Tappet Trice, and both, of course, pulled, and I know there had to be something to it. Mark, in 30 seconds, I know you don't bet, you don't wager, you're very religious, but you got to think for the horses, seven passing away in 1 week at Churchill Downs. Any comments?
Yeah, the thing's running threes. We saw a roller derby go by the wayside. We saw the world heavyweight boxing go by the wayside. I think the next sport that's going to fall off a cliff is horse racing. Very sad what's happening to that sport. we've seen a lot of racetracks close down.
Yeah, let me tell you this. The average age is like 55. The person that goes to the racetrack now, and I think, Mark, you can be right on. All right, that's it for this hour of Sports Overnight America. Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Art. Thank you, Mars. And we'll see you around the corner for more of Sports Overnight America.